I'm Karen Sedgill, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Agriculture is controversial, political, and basic to a land-grant institution. However, the School of Agriculture and Land Resources Management at the University of Alaska Fairbanks has yet to offer a degree program in agricultural education. In fact, Carla Kurtz is the first assistant professor of agricultural education at UAF. She's a graduate of the University of Missouri at Columbia, and is one of three women who have a PhD in the field of agricultural education.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 months before I finished up there, I got a position announcement about this job, and I had always envisioned myself taking a traditional agricultural education position in another university where you're one of 5 or 6 people within a department of agricultural education. Well, we don't have an ag ed department here, of course, and this is the very first position that's been funded and called agricultural education. So it's unique from that standpoint, but also all the other land-grant universities in the country already have ag ed. So for generations, see, my professors that I've worked under never even had a chance to develop a program. So I have that chance they never had.
Kurtz emphasized that agriculture is more than farming. It includes forestry education, fishery science, and horticulture. She'll be working with high school teachers across the state in all these areas. She'll also be assisting in coordinating the annual Future Farmers of America convention that will be held on the UAF campus this spring. The biggest challenge, however, according to Kurtz, will be the development of at least an agricultural education option at UAF and eventually a degree program.
Essentially, my job is threefold. Number one, develop the agricultural education program so that eventually we will have a BS degree in agricultural education. That's the terminal goal. Now, that'll take a while to accomplish. Number two is for me to work within this School of Natural Resources and take my share of the instructional burden. I'll be teaching a couple courses with natural resource conservation and ag techniques and concepts. And thirdly, then my job involves working with the high school teachers out in the state and the post-secondary teachers out in the state, community college also. And we do have one community college in the state that is developing an associate in science degree in agriculture. And of course, if they get that going, that's fantastic, because when those graduates come out of that school, they have, if we get our program going here, say in agricultural education, the students that graduate with a 2-year degree will have the option of staying in Alaska and continuing their education in agriculture, which right now a person can't do.
Aware of the tremendous amount of work ahead, Kurtz is also sensitive to the need to create an Alaskan program.
I can't sit back right now and say I know exactly what the building blocks are. I have to find those out as I go along and hopefully tailor the program to Alaska. I don't want to base it on what Missouri did or what Virginia did. It's probably got to be a combination of almost every other program in the country in order to make it match Alaska's needs. So really, I have no preconceptions right now at this point of what the degree program should look like, because I want it to be built on based on what I found out in the future.
That was Carla Kurtz, Assistant Professor of Agriculture Education at UAF. And for the Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgill. La Ventura is the international movie scheduled for Sunday night at 7:30 in the Concert Hall. The Alaska Air Command Band's Great Landers will be in Fairbanks Monday and will perform in the UAF Concert Hall at 12:30 p.m. Next weekend on campus will be full with hockey games both Friday and Saturday night. Movies next weekend include 101 Dalmatians and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. The UAF Big Band performs next Friday at 7:30 p.m. in the Concert Hall, and the exhibit of mass carvings by Kathleen Carlo will be up at the museum until November 22nd. University Focus is produced by the Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.